Okay, look, I can easily make a shelter tucked under this little spruce tree here, really with a minimum of effort. And all I gotta do is take this rucksack, parachute off at last. All I've gotta do is clear a bit of a platform, clear the snow away, break off some of these branches, and insulate the bottom with a load of pine, and put some more spruce branches above again to insulate me from above, and this will make a perfectly good shelter.
It's easy to cut and thread the supple pine branches to make a shelter to protect you from the worst of the weather. And now it's time to make a fire. But don't leave it too late. Out here you should allow plenty of time to do this.
The most important thing about making a fire, especially when you're cold and you're tired at the end of the day, is preparation. It's no good spending a lot of effort to get a little bit of tinder going and then realising you've got no kindling to fuel that fire. So what I've got here is a really good base rod of quite damp wood that's going to support it, also let some air get to it. I've got a bank of snow around here that's going to act as a reflector and reflect the heat back to me. I've got my tinder, some kindling and some bigger wood. And the first thing I need to do is try and get some of this tinder going. And the way I'm going to do that, I've got what's called just a striker and a flint, and I always carry this with me. Obviously not when I'm at home, because that'd just be weird. But whenever I'm outside, this is the one thing I always just have it hanging around my neck, and it means whatever the situation, I should be able to get a fire going. Also, the theory goes, and this is the critical time. They always say if you invest the effort early on in a fire, that's the time that really, really matters.
Now to make some drinking water.
But what I can do now is a little trick, what they call Finnish marshmallows. And if I just get a bit of wood like this, and then just grab a bit of snow, jam that onto the end of a bit of stick, stick it into this. Get on that, stay on your brute, and put this underneath it, and the heat of the fire will slowly melt that. It will drip into the cup, and while I'm relaxing, I should have a glass of water in the not too distant future.
I can now boil some water for a cup of spruce tea.